What kind of impact did that have? How old were you when you...
Well, I wasn't... I mean, I was born there.
You were born there. So you just kind of grew up with this. How did it impact you as a young girl growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I can literally say every night at our house there was a discussion of race. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. we lived with that. And as I've heard other people talk, when did you first hear? I don't remember when I didn't have a discussion of race. It was always front and center because, you know, just typical family. At the end of the day, my dad would, around the dinner table, would just be, you know, there was at least a story of the week. What's this little black dog's name? Nigger. Oh, no, I mean Tigger. What, I remember one time my dad said, early on when he hadn't been there long, he treated this cow. It's a common problem. It's very simple to treat, but, you know, it's just ignorance on the farmer's part. The cow had milk fever, and once you give them some calcium, it's a very dramatic effect. They just get up, almost like Lazarus from the dead. And he said he recalls this white farmer saying, you know, as this cow that he thought was about to die just literally got up, said, "Oh, I want you all, you and your wife," because my mom used to go on a lot of calls with him, "I want you all to come up to the house and meet my wife." And my dad said he thought, "Oh, this guy's going to invite us to dinner. Here's somebody that kind of respects us." And he said, yeah, he's gathering his stuff, and the farmer's in front of him, and he said, "Yeah, she ain't never seen no niggas like y'all." That was it. But he wasn't upset. He was just... Oh, actually, his quote was, "You all are no ordinary black niggas." So that became a joke in our house. Oh, but we would just use the acronyms, you know. But that was commonplace. I mean, I literally grew up with that. So every day was a talk of race in my house.